First of all, Matt Hodgson, does he come straight back into the lineup?
Yeah, no, we're expecting him to play. I mean, he missed two games, but he hasn't missed any practices or training, so he should be in game shape.
Do you expect any kind of theatrics on the court? Considering like last time he played, obviously, he had the striking charges. This is his first game back against the same opponent. Do you have to talk to him about his temper or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I mean, we all know that's a big game coming off a loss, so I expect everyone to be locked in and ready to perform at their best, or at least try to. So it's not something I'm really, really worried about or focused on.
Is this something you can tap into, perhaps, to sort of motivate the players?
Yeah, it's kind of a dangerous line to walk because I think when you start to use those type of things to motivate your team, number one, you can get lost in the theatrics, as you put it, as opposed to what your game plan is. And by the same time, if we need that to be more to play well and win, then we probably have no business competing anyway.
Melbourne tomorrow. Melbourne last week. Sydney tomorrow. What are you going to improve on from the loss to Melbourne?
Just our details, especially defensively, getting back in transition and matching up, trying to keep their best rebounders off the glass by blocking out. Not giving up back cuts and straight line drives to the rim. And then offensively, just trying to make sure we value every possession. I think in the Melbourne game, we started out great and then got a little bit loose with it. Some guys started to force as opposed to just taking what was given to us offensively. And we just got to make sure every possession counts.
Yeah, Scott, with Matt, how is Matt Hodgson? Like, he's had a rough year. He's had a lot going on, with the family off the court. He had the injury at the start of the year, and then he's had this. How is he going?
I don't know. You'll have to ask him how he's going. But everyone's going through it, so everyone's got their own little stuff to deal with. It's tough being a new dad, but it's perhaps tougher being away from your kids. So at least he has his family with him for support, and I'm sure he feels a little bit of anxiety about the game, but we need to calm him down and just make sure we get the best out of him.
And as much as Tom asked you a couple of things about the theatric side of things before, but if Sydney decide to go at him and try to get under his skin or try to get in his face or the things which we often see when these scenarios happen, what's your advice for the team if they try to spark something?
Well, it's not something I'm going to talk about, but if they're trying to spark something, and then that means they're not focused on their time. So it's probably a positive for us as long as we can keep our composure. But I trust the guys. We got a lot of vets in the team that have been through a lot more stressful situations than this. But we still have to be ready to play and ready to execute, and we can't let anything distract us.
What happened with Todd Blanchfield? Is that a new thing, or is he been carrying that for a couple of weeks?
No, as far as I know, it's new. I think it happened in the last game. He was able to finish the game, but I think he woke up pretty sore. So he was close to being cleared to play, but didn't quite pass the test or whatever the terminology is. So he's going to stay back and keep rehabbing, and hopefully we'll have him next week.
Yeah, Kyle Zuernick hasn't had much opportunity to do really anything in the past couple of weeks with the team. What sort of nick is he in as he tries to come back in and give you a bit of depth?
Well, he had a good week of practice. He came back. He had a sprained ankle a while back. We were worried that he might miss the Boomer stuff, but it turns out he came back a lot quicker than we expected and had a good week of practice. So, he's got to be ready to play. He might get called on, and we trust him if we do call on him. And regardless, I'm just happy that he was able to get back to game strength so he could make this trip with the Boomers, because it's a great honor experience for him.
And we've seen Jalen Adams doing some pretty impressive things in recent times, and he was really good against you guys last time. What do you have to do to try to close him down?
Just not give him anything easy. I mean, he's going to get buckets. He's a great player. But if we, you know, make it easy for him by making mental mistakes with our defense, then it's going to be that much harder to stop him down the stretch, because he's going to have that confidence and that momentum. So just start out being solid, make him earn his buckets. If he's going to score, make sure they're tough shots, and and try not to give them anything easier with our mistakes. Basically make them beat us if we're going to lose and not beat ourselves.
Just one last one for me. Vic Law, there were reports during the week from overseas he was being targeted by other clubs overseas. Were you part of any discussions with him about that? And can you give us an update about what may have occurred?
No, I saw the tweet, but I didn't really think anything of it. I haven't talked to him about it. I haven't talked to anybody about it, to be honest.
Scott, would you say at the moment, are you still, tweaking with things game plan wise as a coach, or you're more focused on getting executions right?
I think both, I guess. We're not trying to do things too crazy or introduce too many new things at this point. We had to get a lot of stuff in early because in part I wasn't around, and in part because I hadn't been a head coach in a while, and I had some ideas that I wanted to try, and some were good and some weren't as good. So we're trying to really, I guess, streamline our stuff and make sure that the systems that we have in play now, which I think are pretty good for us, we just got to do a better job executing them for 40 minutes. And if we can do that and things don't work out, then we'll make changes. But until we are solid in our system for a full game, we can't really fully evaluate the competence. Potential of the system, whatever word you want to use. We gotta get it done before we can figure out what to change, I guess is what I'm trying to say.
I think I get that. And would you say, are you still adapting to the league, or do you feel at this stage you've really got into the swing of things, or does the NBL still sort of surprise you at times?
I don't mean it in an arrogant way or anything like that, but I feel like I've been here in a good 9-10 years now. So getting a good handle on things. There's always going to be surprises and unexpected things every game at every level. But with only 9 other teams, you basically sit and watch every game. So pretty easy to get caught up and get to know the players. And now we're getting into basically our second time through with every team except for New Zealand, I believe we haven't played yet. But other than that, we've already had a deep dive into every team and every player. So, it becomes a little bit easier to prepare and get ready, but no easier to win.
How do you go watching the games that don't involve yourself? So, are you able to relax and enjoy it, or you're, a bit antsy?
No, I try to. That's kind of a treat for us because we're here. The days are long. You can't, we work hard, but you can only work so many hours in a day. So those nights where the games are on, it's a nice thing for us because, a lot of us are meeting up in someone else's room, or maybe the coaches are meeting up, or maybe you're just taking a break and watching it yourself. But it's a nice break from reality just to, watch the game and enjoy the play. And there's no really pressure to, go through the game with a fine tooth comb while you're watching it, because you're going to watch that on video anyway later on and cut it for the next scout. So it's a nice thing when there's games on, because it gives you kind of a break to relax and just watch someone else sweat it out.
Scott, just on the rebounding for the team, I was just reading Cod's piece from earlier in the week with Vic Law about the team being ranked last in giving up offensive rebounds, the lost rebounds by 34. Is that something that you're focusing on as a team?
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like banging your head against the wall at this point. I think the guys got to just realize that it's something that needs to be fixed. I don't think it's any one person's fault, but we do have lapses in our attention to detail when it comes to blocking out and knowing who the opponent's best offensive rebounders are and locating them and things like that. I don't expect us to ever be the best defensive rebounding team. I mean, it'd be nice if we were, but we also don't have to be. But I think we have to be better than last. That will help our defensive rating. I always hesitate to give you guys stats because then I hear about it for the next 10 press conferences. But over the last 11 years, the average rank defensively by the league champion was basically second. So some teams have won at third or fourth with a great offense, but the average champion in the NBL the last 10, 12 years has been second place or better in defense. And we're in the middle of the pack right now. So rebounding is one easy thing to point to that we can, if we just clean it up, it'll probably get us, you know, up there around second or third if we continue to improve our half court stuff.
Is it a mindset thing? What is it that you think is preventing you from being better rebounding?
I mean, not getting the rebounds is what's preventing us, but I think the mindset is the biggest thing. I think most great rebounders will tell you it's in part timing, it's in part a will or a desire, and then it's in part, I guess, a technique in terms of keeping the other guy off the glass and knowing when to go and when to hold and so forth. So there's a little bit of technique involved, but I think for us, the biggest thing is the mindset. I'm just thinking that this week is the week where we don't have a bunch of clips of guys, you know, running in from the corner and untouched to tip it in or to kick it out for a three on a second chance. Those are the ones that kill us and also prevents us from getting out and running in transition too. So it's like a double-edged sword.